This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics is this morning, and four sports are making their Olympic debut at the Games: karate, skateboarding, sports climbing, and surfing. That's a lot of new sports at the Olympics. It used to be one in, one out, that kind of deal. Well, how much energy and attention comes to those that make the cut? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The sport of rugby is almost custom made for an American audience, if you ask Ross Young.
It's almost a cross between American football and basketball, I always think, is the best way to describe it.
But a decade ago, only 80,000 people were members of the organization he runs, USA Rugby. Then the sport was reintroduced to the Olympics in 2016, and membership nearly doubled. The new visibility, it's been good for rugby and rugby players like Carlin Isles. He has more than 200,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram who can see him sprinting and singing.
So tell me what you want to hear.
And advertising non-alcoholic craft beer. Some of the sports joining the Olympics this summer might get a lift like that too. At a surf shop in Far Rockaway, New York, about a block from the Atlantic Ocean, Alex Seal sells
surf wax scented candles. They're all the rage now.
And a few surfboards too. But
I think surfing since the 90s has kind of fell off and it's become sort of like a background sport.
Visibility from the Olympics might help surfing, but not everyone can do it because not everyone lives near an ocean. It's also expensive. Seal says it costs about $1,000 just to get started. But he's a skateboarder too, and for that, he says, being in the Olympics could be huge.
With skating, you're going to see it. It's already been blowing up, and with this, you're going to see it blow up even more.
Sometimes, instead of the Olympics helping a sport take off, a sport helps the Olympics look good. Stefan Szymański is a professor of sports management at the University of Michigan.
The planet is not going to take up surfing, but what you are going to get is something which is going to be a superb piece of television, one supposes, which will help sell the Olympics as an institution.
Both skateboarding and surfing make their Olympic debut on Saturday. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.